This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Can we measure intelligence accurately? Does a person have any control over their IQ? Certainly some excellent questions for debate. While some just give credit to the genes they inherit, while others believe that they nourish it through their hard work. But whatever may be the case, IQ or intelligence quotient is the primary parameter in discussing a person's mental abilities for sure. Many of you would be amazed to know that even the most genius person uses only 15% of their brain. And these are the people who have shocked the world with their extraordinary accomplishments. Imagine then, what will it be like when a person will use 30% of their brain capacity? Well, we do have such people who we look at with awe. They're so intelligent that the world perceives it to be an abnormality. Some others consider it as a gift acquired or born with. So today, at Voice of Biotechnica, let's have a look at the people who have gained fame and achieved so much at a small age with their mind-boggling IQ levels, including brilliantly accomplished academics, former child prodigies, etc. Our first such individual is Ainan Celesti Kauli. While most six-year-olds are busy playing with toys, this Singaporean child prodigy was delivering his first public lecture at that age. By the age of 7 years, he has already passed the GCSE chemistry and was already taking third-year chemistry courses at the Singapore Polytechnic a year later. He was able to recite the number pi up to 518 decimal places and also knew the periodic table by heart. Now here comes the shocker. He has scored his first film at the age of 12, which was premiered at the Vilnius International Film Festival, and eventually he directed his first film called Reflection. His expertise spans a significant number of subject areas. As the highest recorded score of 263, this polymath excels in several fields like chemistry, biology, mathematics, computer programming, and even music. Interesting, isn't it? Our next brilliantly intelligent individual is Stephen Hawking. So are you reminded of the biographical movie Theory of Everything? Definitely inspiring, isn't it? Mr. Hawking, this man of science, was a theoretical physicist, a cosmologist, someone who has never failed to astonish everybody with his inspiring IQ level of 160. Hailing from Oxford, England, he has proved himself as the most intelligent person over and over again. Having worked on a number of theorems throughout his career, he taught at Cambridge for 30 years and was a published author. He was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as Lou Gehrig disease or motor neuron disease. His muscles had begun to fail already while pursuing research, making it difficult for him to talk, swallow, breathe, or even move most of his muscles. But this physical challenge of his hardly held him back in his achievements. Using quantum mechanics effectively and making an introduction of cosmology with his famous theory of relativity, his contributions in science and cosmology are unmatched. Hawking had won several major awards and honors throughout his career, including being a fellow at the Royal Society. Our next person to look at is Christopher Hirata. With a verified IQ of 225, this American cosmologist and astrophysicist was an authorized child genius. At just the age of 13 years, he had won the gold medal at the International Physics Olympiad. To top that, he skipped middle school and started working with NASA in his quest of colonization of Mars at the age of 16 years. He studied physics at Caltech and received his PhD in astrophysics from Princeton University at the age of 23. He is also a member of Wide Field Infrared Survey Telescope, space telescope proposed by NASA. He presently is a professor at the CIT, California Institute of Technology in the US. He is considered to be a leading exponent of precision cosmology who combines theoretical studies, interdisciplinary computer studies, and observational astronomy, including instrument development. His research thrust deals with cosmic microwave background, accelerated expansion, and large-scale structure of the universe, galaxy clusters, dark energy, and gravitational lenses as a tool of cosmology. Coming to our next individual is Kim Ung-yong. Having more brain power than Hawking and Einstein himself, he had booked a place for himself in the Guinness Book of World Records. This Korean civil engineer has a verified IQ of 210 and is considered the master in child prodigy. At a tender age of just 6 months, he was able to speak, and by 2 years old, he was able to read and understand his native language, Japanese, German, and English language as well. He has also written poetry in Korean and Chinese languages, as well as written 2 short books of essays and poems. He was also invited by NASA while he was taking courses at the Hanyang University as a guest physics student. He was able to resolve complex calculus problems at the age of 14. Presently, he is an associate professor in Shinhan University and also the vice president of North Gyeonggi Development Research Center. Our next intelligent person to look at is Terence Tao. He has some innate genius ability that no one else has, and here's why. He scored a 760 in mathematics component of his SATs at the age of 9. Not to forget that is 8 years early, and still he managed to come in the top 2%. Got a gold at the Maths Olympiad at the age of 13, graduated at age 16, and got his PhD at just 21 years, and became the youngest ever full-time professor at UCLA. He is not only a brilliant mathematician, but also is known to be a very humble, down-to-earth individual. According to Charles Pfefferman, the work of Terence Tao encompasses all of the several flavors of mathematics at the highest level. He feels that it will not be possible to capture his extraordinary range in just a few pages. In less than a decade, he has already written over 200 papers and showing no signs of slowing down. He can confidently and authoritatively write on topics as diverse as analytical number theory, partial differential equations, non-standard analysis, quantum mechanics, probability, image processing, and many others. The hallmark of his work is a combination of depth, breadth, and sheer versatility. It is a complete mystery how he manages to write papers and books at such a prodigious rate. Coming to our next person, Marilyn Vos Savant. Known to have the highest IQ of all times, she took her first IQ tests at the age of 10, which recorded her of the chart's intelligence. She was given 2 tests, standard Binet test, having questions to measure cognitive abilities through 5 factors, and the Mega test, designed to measure IQ levels above 145. According to the second test, she had an IQ level of 186, and as per the first one, she got a whopping 228. Expert analysis revealed that she had the mental capabilities of a 23-year-old at just the age of 10 years. She was born as Marilyn Match, but she chose not to keep her father's name for long. She had developed a belief that one should retain their premarital names, that sons should be taking the paternal name and daughters the maternal one. Makes sense to me. After all, it's coming from a woman with the world's highest IQ levels. But despite all this, she had a normal education and she began pursuing a career in writing IQ quizzes for Omni magazine before landing a job at the Parade magazine, where she started her own column called as Ask Marilyn. People would submit their puzzles and questions to which she would post the answers. She later on went to become the chief financial officer of Jarvik Heart Inc., her husband being one of the developers of the same. Our next intelligent individual to look at is Evangelos Katsiulis. He is one of the world's most intelligent people, known for his high intelligence test scores. He is a psychiatrist and psychotherapist of Greek origin. He reported an IQ of 205 on the standard Binet scale with a standard deviation of 16, which is considered equivalent to an IQ of 198. Scored a 4 on the Vesher scale with SD15, which is also equivalent to an IQ of 258, and on the Cattell scale with SD24. Based on the statistical analysis of this course, Katsiulis's performance is expected to be 1 out of every 38 million people, assuming a normal Gaussian distribution of IQ scores in the general population. He ranked first in the international list of top IQ scorers in 2012. He has founded the World Intelligence Network, an international organization of high IQ societies. He has also founded the organization AAAA.gr, a pioneer voluntary team dedicated to offering support to gifted individuals in Greece. He has a medical experience as a general practitioner in the Hellenic Army, as a senior house officer in radiation oncology, neurology and psychiatry. He has also contributed to the cytogenetic research of the genotoxicity of a class of psychoactive drugs and of the antipsychotic medication. He has also published several articles expressing his thoughts about the society, philosophy, intelligence, anxiety, depression, and modern lifestyle. The next great individual is Christopher Langen. Having a proven IQ of 195, Christopher Langen is an American autodidact, a person who critically and willingly seeks out knowledge. After a few IQ tests, it was reported that his IQ could be lying between 195 and 210. He has been referred to as the smartest man in America once and other times as the smartest man in the world by the members of the Fourth Estate. Langen began talking at the age of only 6 months, which seems to be quite impossible for many babies, and taught himself to read by the age of 3. He has developed the cognitive theoretic model of the universe, which is a model that shows or displays the relationship between mind and reality. He mainly covers the subjects belonging to the fields of epistemology and metamathematics. Next is Garry Kasparov. He is well known as a chess grandmaster with an IQ of 190. Kasparov began his chess training at quite an early age and was named the Soviet Junior Championship at the age of 13. He won the Soviet Junior Championship in Minsk, Russia at the age of 15. Just after 2 years, he became a grandmaster at the Chess Olympiad and became the undisputed and youngest world champion at just 22 years by winning against Anatoly Karpov, the reigning champion of that time. And he continued to hold the number one ranking in the world for 225 months out of 228 months. He later dabbled in politics and writing, setting up an opposing administration against Russian President Vladimir Putin. One of his biggest claim to fame was when he amazed the world in the year 2003 by playing a draw in a chess game against a chess computer called Deep Blue that is able to calculate around 3 million positions per second. Can you imagine? The last person to look at is K. Vishalini. Yes, she holds the record for having one of the most highest IQ levels in the world, a phenomenal score of 225. It all began at a tender age of 10 for this Indian child prodigy. Since childhood itself, she has immense curiosities and used to boggle her parents with interesting questions. She has achieved so much even before stepping out of her teens, having delivered lectures at various renowned institutes, addressing international conferences as a chief guest and keynote speaker, and even delivering a speech in the presence of more than 700 scientists at the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO. Vishalini is the youngest person to have obtained 13 international certifications from Cisco, Microsoft, and Oracle, which people usually attempt to obtain after their master's degree or when they are looking at to enhance their career. Computer science was her initial interest, and she started networking at a very young age. She is also the youngest CCNA certificate holder. Way to go, girl. While all these exceptionally intelligent and talented individuals certainly stand out in the crowd, but let us not forget the ones without whom history couldn't have been created. Such very special intelligent individuals worth a mention are Sir Isaac Newton, an extraordinary genius physicist, mathematician, astronomer and alchemist, Aryabhatta, acclaimed mathematician and astronomer, Galileo Galilei, an illustration mathematician and a leading astronomer and physicist, Thomas Alva Edison, a prolific inventor and a leading businessman, Leonardo da Vinci, an architect, mathematician, musician, polymath, sculptor, engineer, inventor, anatomist, and writer, and Nikola Tesla, an inventor, physicist, futurist, electricity-creating mega-genius. They are still alive due to their methods, ideas, and formulas. These are only to name a few. Actually, there are many such people who deserve to be mentioned in this list. And the truth is, it would be totally unjust to even narrow it down to the top 100. This list hardly scratches the surface. It was just a simple attempt to throw some light on the limit of human intelligence. As a highly evolving species, there must be even smart people out there right now, waiting for their time to shine. Are you having in mind any other names which you feel should have been in the list? Or have you come across any such extraordinarily intelligent individual whom the world doesn't know yet? Do let us know in the comment section. This is Urmi Mala signing off for today. Voice of Biotechnica will be back with another podcast very soon. Stay tuned till then. Thank you and have a good day.